Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Pure Tokyo Scope podcast. I am Patrick Macias with the beat that is sweet and the jive that's alive.
And I'm Matt Ault, who's not nearly as jivey, but a little bit more authory. And today I'm extremely excited to take us out into the field for the first time. Actually, it's not the first time.
No, my brother. No, but it's our first time using these new wireless mics. So we're going to go into this location as rats, I believe. We're wired, and we'll be using this as evidence later.
We're wearing a wire. It'd be interesting to see if they actually stop us at the door. We're sneaking in.
Well, where are we going, Matt?
We're sneaking in.
Please remind me.
We're going to Super Festival, which is held twice a year, I think, in the Science Hall near Kudansha Station of Tokyo. It is one of the oldest otaku conventions in Japan, and I mean that in all senses of the term.
The people in behind the table, the people taking the tickets, the person selling drinks in the cart.
Everybody, Patrick. Average age, 68. I just made that statistic up, but it's probably true. I haven't actually been to Super Festival, otherwise known as SuFest, at least 5 to 6 years.
Ooh, it's been a while for me too. We did go together, I think, maybe like in the Hot Tears of Shame era, like 15 years ago or something like
that? Yeah, it was something like that.
Do you think anything has changed since then?
It's in the same building that's still 160 million years old.
The same people, the same unsold Star Wars prequel figures. But there'll be some new stuff too, right? There are some studios unveiling new creations.
And as we used to say on Japanology Plus, here we are. Let's check it out. First, we have to get tickets.
Okay, we have to get in.
Let's get in. I'm just going to leave this thing.
So we run in and we shout fire? Is that right?
Don't do that. Don't do that, Patrick. Okay, let's...
Well, I'm getting flashbacks now.
Oh, man. Yeah, I haven't been in here forever. Where's the... Oh, is it just free to get in now? How do we get in? Oh, here we go.
I think it's on the house for the star.
2,000 yen. Are you going to pay for me, Patrick?
Hold on, I need to get some instant curry from the Science Museum. I hear it's delicious.
Oh, I can almost smell it. So we're entering the way this works is it's a bunch of, like, connected gymnasiums. And they're like, they're about the size of like, I don't know, what would you say? About the size of
it's like a flea market or something?
Yes. I already see people we know. There's Don Kratzer.
Oh, Kratzer's there? I see the X Plus booth. Is that Buona
Spoons? And the Future Models booth?
Matt, there's more stars than there are in heaven here. X Plus is over here on the right.
So check out X Plus.
Some marvelous, picking up some marvelous kaiju figures.
Metropolis.
There's a new Gappa coming. Oh my gosh.
There is a new Gappa coming.
I want to take a look. I'm going to go in and just have a look here. New King Ghidorah, crawling Baragon.
I like the Radon with the Mothra on its back. We need to come through and take pictures of all this stuff.
Yeah, that is nice. That is nice.
So I think my first impression here is the number of tattoos is off the chart compared to like average Japanese society.
Everyone's also wearing those like hardcore chocolate t-shirts with like kaiju on them.
Translucent little figurines which looks like Trix cereal inside them.
Marusan, isn't it?
Marusan's here.
Every desk seems to be about three people deep, Matt. I think we came during prime time.
We did come during prime time, and in this room it's all designer vinyls, urban vinyls, like modern interpretations of
classic kaiju and also originals. A lot of SD, a lot of like Dayglo painted heteras.
A lot of beards on the people selling things.
Hawaiian shirts seem to be like
a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Season. So this is what the Future Art Storm booth. These are the guys who sponsor the whole show,
yes,
aren't they?
That's why they get prime position here.
I'm looking at the Getter arm pillow.
Forearm pillow. It's a Getter forearm pillow. Yes. This definitely needs to be photographed.
How about the Ghost Shogun drink coaster?
Yes.
For special occasions.
So there's like a concentric, there's like this concentric circle of rooms here, and each one has kind of its own theme. So we were
in... It's a different kind of punishment, I think, for each of the souls, depending on how they live their lives.
So it's like Western...
Knockoff
Skeletor.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Wow, what is this? Is that like a Finger Five figure? That's really scary.
Is that anatomically correct? This guy's got the moldy oldies, dude.
Bunch of 45 records.
Some jumbo machiner parts.
Yeah, that's like an arm accessory weapon.
Well, he's got black and white still photos for movies. Here we go, Matt. Check this out. This is amazing. He's got like old black and white photos, like stolen out of photo books, photo albums, of like people holding babies from the Showa era. It's incredible. There's a picture of Eiji Tsuburaya in front of a movie theater playing The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm.
Tell me only the good thoughts that come into your mind.
I'm not making that up. That's literally what I'm beholding. These are like pictures taken out of Eiji Tsuburaya's photo album.
Okay, so I think it's important to mention that we've actually come in here late. We didn't line up with the first 300 people to get in. We're allowed free reign at the place.
We didn't do the dealer dash.
We did not do the dealer dash. It's the interesting thing here is when I first started coming here maybe 20 years ago, it was rare to see another foreign person in the room. And now, like, a huge chunk of the dealers are foreign, like making their own vinyls and stuff.
Selling their own unsold Star Wars prequel toys.
Yeah. Wait a second. I see something. I see something you're gonna like. I see a bunch of Yamato.
Give me that.
Model kits.
Okay, Nihyakuin.
The little Yamato model kits.
That's all right.
This.
It's a nice price. Got some laser discs.
G Fighter Gundam laser discs.
Do they accept Venmo or crypto or anything like that?
Bitcoin? More trikes. This is M1.
How do you feel about the whole tricycle kaiju phase?
Well, you know, it's a genre. I actually like them. They're really cool, and the box art's fun.
Box art's the best part, yeah.
Wow, they're like, oh, so this is like people... These are people lined up for various... like lotteries and stuff like that. But I don't live my life according to chance, Patrick.
Okay, here we go. I see some vintage Yamato kits.
Yeah, and vintage kits over here, yeah.
Hold on, Matt. It's Cobot. It's the R2-D2 with the Coke can body called Cobot. This guy's also selling Pepsi Man at the same table, Matt. I think there's a law against that of some kind.
I feel like this is like such a target-rich environment. I'm not exactly sure where
I can't focus. There's a Bruce Lee Punchin puppet. I didn't think I would see one of those today.
So. Next to an Akira bike. Next to about 10 Namegons, like in mini-sized vinyls. Next to a boxed Hopi Star Wars figure.
Wow, they got everything here.
All the food groups.
Hopefully not like, COVID, though.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm worried about, not wearing a mask. But in for a penny, in for a pound. Okay, here's a room of...
They got some Bikuri Man.
Grown-ass men buying Kamen Rider Henshin belts.
Oh, there's always like the Island of Misfit Toys. Where
yes.
There's like less guys with ZZ Top beards and tattoos in this part of town.
Yeah, this feels older. This feels a little bit older. Oh, I like these. Here's an old model kit table.
My eyes are just like looking for like old Crusher Joe Nito kits.
Yeah, totally. More like a lot of weird vinyls here, and I mean a lot.
Is that a
Galaxy
actual
Express?
Leopardon? I'm seeing like an actual Leopardon.
Is that an actual Burger King?
Is that
an
Ronald?
Actual Burger King? That cannot possibly be a real Leopardon.
It must be. They didn't repro those,
no,
did
they? No, they didn't. Okay, this is a Jumbo Machined or Leopardon box.
I think you have questions, Matt. This man
but
may have answers.
There's just no way. It's got to be a $10,000 toy.
No photos.
No photos. It is one of the holy grails of Jumbo Machinder collecting. The
Burger King with the
Burger
magical
King?
Burger?
I didn't know there was a Jumbo Machinder magical Burger King.
I wish
King
we could take a photo because it's like a Burger King box to scale with that.
We're going to have to
show
find
the warrior
it. We're going to have to find it online. This table is not allowing photos.
Okay. You draw a picture in your mind of a Burger King Jumbo Machinder. It's here, Matt. It's real.
1.5 million yen, Patrick.
So that's what? That's not.
And it's not. That's like $10,000. Oh, and he says the condition is not so hot.
Well, the Mona Lisa has fallen apart too, isn't it, Matt?
That's what I was trying to get him down on the price. Oh, I got a good feeling about this table. There's like a shady-looking dude in sunglasses on a huge stack of model kits. Unless the Iron Maiden's pumping through loud and clear. We're kind of in our element here.
He's got some Popey Chogokin.
He does, and look at these model kits.
I'm seeing Dongo from Crusher Joe.
I don't even
build... The Harpy from Crusher Joe.
I don't even build model kits, and I want these.
He's got some Dogrim kits. Skate Boy. The Zoid Wardick.
Oh, the Wardick.
Ask for it by name.
Oh, and the light-up Astron. Oh, wow, holy shit. A Trider G7 Jumbo Machine.
I'm always thinking about Trider G7, man.
That is
remember,
very...
I couldn't stop talking about it last time.
That... I've actually never seen this box before.
Is it a jumbo?
I own this jumbo, but it's in a very different sort of arrangement. Wow, this guy's got some great stuff here. I need this vinyl. He wants $1 million for the Trioter G7.
$1 million yen.
$1 million yen.
Yeah.
How about a pound of flesh?
Yeah, something. Right.
Matt, how much for a droopy?
I love it. We have some of the rarest robot vinyls next to some of the rarest Flintstones vinyls.
He's got vintage cans of slime.
Slime,
from
yeah.
the Carter administration.
Oh, Transformers, Patrick.
Machine Wars, Matt. Beast Wars?
You understand what I'm saying? Transformers.
This is like the Island of Misfit imported Transformers.
You know something, Patrick? These really are more than meets the eye.
Transformers, girls who look like guys.
Is that, do you made that up? You know, it's almost like all these toys were made for children.
Okay,
Patrick.
We do have to step into the live event room. I think the special guest for today is Ultraman Leo, isn't it? And
yes.
then Kamen Rider Fives.
Ultraman Leo is in the building.
So there's no one here from Star Trek or Babylon 5 or Deep Space Nine or anything like that?
Ultraman Leo, this is a hot shot of him with a laser on his arm.
Yeah. You can feel the excitement coming out of that room.
The multimedia pounding in here. And we're not even like halfway through, man. Look, there's another room.
A lot of Transformers that people imported thinking that they were going to make $1 million.
Yeah, I don't think they did. I'm just making a guess. Model kits. Vintage American Batman toys.
Dude, he straight up got the old Corgi yellow submarine next to the Aston Martin.
Oh man, that James Bond Aston Martin. I coveted that
the
as
Batmobile,
a kid.
The Batmobile, the
Batboat. I coveted that as a kid.
Dude, this guy's old school. There's some sort of Mr. Peanut with a radio attached to its head, a McDonald's.
E.T.
Wow. He's got a Batmobile with the Hamburglar, Ronald, driving it.
How many times did the Batmobile catch a flat?
The Joker got away.
Dude, the die-cast Chogokin Herbie. You know you want this.
Herbie goes bananas? Herbie went bananas?
Wow, this is like, oh my God.
Okay, this is it, Matt. The Welcome to Denny's sign. I'm thinking about it.
Host to Millions of the West.
There's a model kit of the Moonraker. This is like all vintage.
This
totally
Denny's,
sweet.
This Denny's sign is amazing. We have to get a picture of this.
You gonna risk it? You gonna risk it for the biscuit?
Risky click. Oh,
well,
first
it.
Purchase. Vinyl robot. Vinyl. I just collect vinyl robots. Patrick.
I'm thinking about these Namineko stickers to give out to all the kids.
How much are they?
Don't Pelorian, Matt, okay? Don't Pelorian. Don't get started, okay? Hold on a second, Matt. I'm seeing some Playboy hair fresheners.
Oh, man, you can hang those from your rearview mirror. I love the Playboy air fresheners next to the Donald Duck. Oh, look at this bouncing butt. It's like a wind-up of a woman's ass. This is...
I feel like if you ordered all the crap out of the back of the comic book and you put it all in one place, it would be on this table.
This is like the incredibly politically incorrect table. But somebody's cataloging all of this.
Didn't they kill all these cats in order to get them to stand up upright? Matt, I think that's Kamen Rider Fies. Ah, cool.
And the president of Marasan just
Was
walked
it?
Out with him. I'm actually more excited by the president of Marasan. What does that say about
Only the really big stars get to play Superfest, don't they, Matt?
Is this like Puppet Show and Spinal Tap?
He walked right by us like he'd seen it all before, Matt.
Yeah, he was just like...
Wasn't the least bit surprised by the
Do you
turnout.
Know who I am? I'm Kamen Rider Fies.
It's a big show.
I know, it is a big show. It's
Hold on a second, Matt.
Oh, a Chinese porn magazine.
This guy's selling autographs. He's got the original Star Trek cast. Did you see this?
No. Where?
Right here.
Oh, my God. What? That can't be 1,000 yen. What's
wow.
going on
are these
here?
Is vintage or repro?
So this room is... I always had good luck in this room. It's like kind of the least popular... But there's often like really weird toys nobody except me wants to
you
buy.
You mean
in here.
Weirder than what we've just seen?
I've seen toys you wouldn't believe, Patrick.
Uh oh, Matt.
Did somebody just...
Someone's down.
Oh, it's because there's like 8 beers. Wow, there's a dude with like who's just pounded like 10 empty beer cans and has fallen off of his chair.
He's like reaching for the beer cans, Matt.
Oh man, poor guy.
This is a bad scene.
This is a bad scene. Wait, now's the time to negotiate down the price of the toys.
This guy's got Yamato posters on the floor and Queen Millennia posters.
I like these Galaxy Express 999 erasers.
What time is it? It's like 1 p.m. and that guy's like a 12-pack.
Shattered. Shattered. It's actually not funny. It's really, really sad.
Then why is he laughing?
To hide the tears, Patrick. Hot tears of shame. Oh, this dude's going down again. I can just feel it. I don't want to have to render CPR. We should.
Whoa.
I've never seen this much chogokin on the floor outside of like my kindergarten classroom in 1978.
This is kind of an amazing sight. You don't even need a table. You can just lay shit on the floor.
Yes. If you can't find a partner, get a wooden chair. No, this is, I hope you got a photo of this, because the public deserves to know.
This is like the graveyard of like misbegotten chogokin that kids didn't take care of back in the day.
I actually like them broken like this. They remind me of my spirit.
Every speaker's playing like a different horrible, yes, 80s heavy metal record.
Yes.
All at once.
Yeah, it's not like the big bands, it's like the smaller ones. It's like Rat or something.
Halloween.
Halloween, exactly.
This is like Everything Everywhere All at Once. What I need is like the cool demeanor of a Japanese guy selling like vintage toys behind sunglasses.
Yes.
Who does not give a fuck about anything.
What is going on here? This is bombastic.
Is this the emergency broadcast system, Matt?
I think so. Wow, check out this Kaiki Daisakusen record.
Trider G7 keeps following me around, Matt. What does it mean?
What does he want from you? Oh, the Gundam shampoo bottle.
Ooh, is that really a shampoo bottle?
It is really a shampoo bottle. I've always wanted that. I've always, always wanted that.
Will security take you down if they see you taking a photo?
Yes. He's back.
Dude, people are lining up for this guy. Is he a wizard?
He's a wizard, Patrick.
What does it say?
Describe the scene. Describe the scene. Okay, this is...
He's doing a sign kai. He worked on Yamato Ultraman Leo.
He's the commander of the Ultraman Leo team. And he's a wizard. God.
He was in Yamato?
He's in G-Men, Uchu G-Men. He's in Ultraman 80.
Oh, he was the voice of Domal in Yamato.
Oh, wow.
Right? Am I reading that correctly?
I think so.
Why is he dressed like Gandalf the Black?
Why is everybody taking a picture of him 80 years old? Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Is there another line for another thing? This is Astro Boy's voice actor.
Oh my gosh.
That's Astro Boy's voice actor. We can ask her like behind the scenes stories about...
Was Tesco scumbag?
Was he a butt pincher? Probably. I personally am kind of winding down.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I need to get some food in me, and then...
Otherwise, you're going to turn into that wizard guy?
Get a hot lunch?
No.
Actually, man, I'm just going to sit on the floor and take a nap. Can you just, like, yes, come back in, like, half an hour?
No, I don't think it was here.
I want to see if that guy drank another 12 beers in the time that
we definitely have to check on that guy. Make sure he's still alive.
Still breathing? He has zoids.
Don't talk about that in public. Okay, the moldy smell is starting to get to me, too.
I need air, Matt.
Let's head out. I feel like we missed an entire room. But
that's probably for the best in this place. In this godforsaken environment.
Okay.
Matt, this old dude in the SpongeBob hat is, like, kind of killing me.
Oh, my God, dude. He's awesome.
Does he know that, like, he's wearing a SpongeBob hat?
There's an old dude in a members-only jacket with a SpongeBob hat. He looks like my grandfather.
He knows it's been me that they're coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Wow, it's an awesome kaiju attack set.
Oh,
here.
My God. I feel like there's so many misfit toys I missed out on.
Well, it's like what you get at this show is... the kind of stuff that doesn't sell on auctions, you know?
It's sort of like the bargain bins at Mandarake, like, exploded.
Oh, man.
I never thought I'd see the sunlight.
Survived. So what did we learn today, Patrick?
Old toys and toy sellers don't really grow old.
Also, there is a place you can be heavily tattooed and still be accepted in Japanese society. It's called Superfest. I'm actually glad we did this. You know, we'll try to post the visuals of what we saw as photographs online, so you can kind of try to piece together what it is we're talking
about.
Yeah,
it is a mystery wrapped inside a riddle, inside an enigma.
Well, it's so, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's the stimulation is just off the charts. Like, every surface is covered in toys.
I'm really glad they play heavy metal music to help kind of just bring the ambience down a little bit so it doesn't get too intense.
Well, there's this interesting, like, skate thrash punk, like, hardcore, like, heavy metal vibe to Superfest that isn't at Wonderfest or any other convention in Japan.
Time stops there. It seems like it happened around, like, 1988 or something like that.
Yes, I haven't had that spirit here since 1989. It does feel like 1989 in there.
But I think the real moral of the story here, Matt, is that Pusshead is back. Pusshead's back, Matt. What does that mean? What are the implications? Where do we go from here?
Pusshead is back. So Pusshead is actually, he was a big name in toy dealing and making in the 90s.
He was dealing and making?
I actually was not, I'm not really that up on his stuff, so I can't tell you. But he's back. That's the important thing that matters. And he's got a really cool name, Pusshead.
So. And we're back, right?
And we're back.
We're back with a new episode, probably this time next week.
We never leave. We're always here, sneaking into your lives. And now we're walking away from the convention. It's a beautiful, beautiful late spring, early summer day here in Tokyo.
Golden Week, I think, has officially begun.
Right, so the golden showers will be starting shortly. And
the gold light tan will be starting soon.
The gold light tan, exactly. All of those, this is the week when all of those gold-plated Macross and Gundam kits are traditionally made. No, I'm just kidding. But it is a really nice day out here, and I think I need a drink. What about you, Patrick?
I need some food. I need a drink. The donger need food, man.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening.
We'll catch you next time. Save your money for the toys.
Exactly.
And don't spend it on candy and gum.
Pusshead's back.
Pusshead's back. See you next time. Bye.